Beast Gang 200.
All right. Yeah. Beast Gang 200. Thor Ragnarok. We're back with the full team. Directed by Taika Waititi. He had recently directed Hunt for the Wilder People. That showed up on my end of 2016 list. I like that movie a lot. He also directed What We Do in the Shadows, also a decent movie. The writers are Eric Pearson, Craig Kyle, and Christopher Yost. It stars Chris Hemsworth as the lead character Thor, the God of Thunder, Cate Blanchett, and Tom Hiddleston. And the synopsis is, in prison, the mighty Thor finds himself in a lethal gladiatorial contest against the Hulk, his former ally. Thor must fight for survival and race against time to prevent the all-powerful Hela from destroying his home and the Asgardian civilization. But Mike, what did you think of Thor Ragnarok?
I thought Thor was good. It's definitely the best Thor out of all three, hands down. I don't think there's any question of that, because I wouldn't think that a straight-up comedy would work for Thor's environment, but it actually turned out to probably be the best decision they made. It was, like I said, very entertaining. Good action. Thought the pace of it was good. Didn't really have too many boring moments. Overall, it was another good movie by Marvel. It was solid.
All right. Keith.
I agree with Mike as the best Thor out of all of them. I'm not going to say it was the most entertaining, but it was probably the funniest of the Marvel movies. That's above Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 1 and 2. I was impressed that every joke that they threw in there worked. It worked well. Chris Hemsworth was excellent. Even the bits with the... with Hulk and Valkyrie, it all just gelled well together. I mean, it looked like they've been doing this for a while, and they kind of switched up the formula a little bit. It seems like each one of the Marvel movies has changed the formula they work with. In this case, it felt more like almost like one of those old school buddy cop movies in a way. It was a lot funnier than I thought it was going to be, but I didn't know it was going to be flat out comedic like that. Enjoyed it overall.
All right, Matt.
It was an excellent movie that fleshes out Thor and accurately depicts his power. Felt that like under previous movies that he was in, that he was underpowered or underutilized. Loved the retro look and amazing interaction with other characters. He wasn't just a guy who had muscles who could do lightning every now and then. He actually had a little bit of depth with him. In my opinion, this is a great standalone movie that erases other previous Thor iteration movies. Like we'll ever see the elves again. I mean, this actually had something where you could build upon. Best Thor film, hands down. Not like that saying much, because the first two, in my opinion, weren't that great, but it's a very, very good movie. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Jay?
Okay, well, I liked the movie. There were certain parts of it that I didn't like, but I enjoyed the movie. It was a good movie, and I agree with Keith. They did change the formula a little bit, and that's the problem I have, that every movie has their formula. Everything has their formula. Guardians of the Galaxy had their formula, and basically what this movie did to me was basically rip off that formula and put it in Thor. It's basically, to me, this was Guardians of the Galaxy Part 3.
Part 3?
I have to agree.
But I enjoyed the movie. The humor was good. I mean, that's the only thing that I have a problem with, was that I think they overdid it with the humor. It could have been a little bit more straight and to the point, but I enjoyed the movie.
All right, so I'm going to have to be the voice of dissension. I'm very lukewarm on this movie. It's overly long. There's way too much comedy.
It's the shortest Marvel movie out. It's 2 hours and 10 minutes. It really didn't even feel like it.
No, it didn't.
I swear it felt like it was 90 minutes.
Well, it did to me. Well,
it felt that way for Barry, probably because he was not enjoying the movie as much as you guys were. So I definitely agree with you with too much comedy.
Let me finish. It kind of reminded me of Doctor Strange, where that movie went wrong, was that there was too much comedy. And if I had to compare it to another Marvel movie, I would say Iron Man 3. I feel that...
What?
Hold on.
No way.
Hold on.
People
liked that movie at the time, but looking back on it, people aren't so fond of it.
That's how I feel about this movie. The movie sucked the first time.
No, it was terrible.
No.
It was still terrible.
All right, so let me continue. So this movie reminded me of The Wizard of Oz meets Maleficent meets Tron and Gladiator.
What? Okay. Oh, no, I can see that.
All right. I do see that. Comedy gets in the way of the story. The CG wasn't very good. Okay. A lot of my issues are the comedy. I just felt that for some of the things that were important to the movie resulted in a joke. And that's where I feel it went wrong. Go ahead. People can discuss.
The comedic elements in the movie, they weren't forced comedic parts or scenes. The reason the comedy worked for me was that it felt more like The Hangover, the characters interacting with the situation. Thor was being Thor. I mean, this is probably the most natural I've seen Chris Hemsworth play the character. Just letting it loose. You know, the scene where Hulk's throwing the ball around and he's trying to convince Valkyrie to help him out.
I don't think the comedy was forced. I just think it was just a little bit too much. I agree with you. This was probably the most relaxed and most I've seen Chris Hemsworth into Thor. Very comfortable, and that's a good thing. That's one of the plus about this movie, that he seemed like Thor. Finally embraced the role. Not saying that he didn't do a good job in the previous movies that he played Thor. It was just a part of him. The other ones, he's saying he was just playing a character.
How much of it was writing, though? Who did he fight in part two? Evil elves. Who did he fight in part one? That little robot thingamajig. A robot.
And Loki.
He fought his brother.
Yeah.
The Destroyer, right.
So talking about which movies are the best and worst Phase 3 movies, and where does Thor rank in that? So the Phase 3 movies are Captain America Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Spider-Man Homecoming, and Thor. Best and worst is the first question, and then where does Thor rank in that?
Best would be Captain America Civil War, and I think worst would definitely be Doctor Strange, in my opinion. Thor, I would think, ranks probably in the middle. I do have it better than Guardians 2.
So, Keith, what about you? Again, best and worst Phase 3 movies, and then where does Thor rank in that?
In terms of ranking, I give Civil War as being the best. Thor, worst is going to be Doctor Strange. In terms of origin films, I don't think Marvel's doing a good job of their origin movies, but I'll let them slide. But
so, Matt, same question.
I would agree with Mike. I'd have the same order where Captain America Civil War was number one, and then last would be Doctor Strange. Spider-Man ahead of Thor, and then, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy after that. Even though Guardians of the Galaxy was pretty funny and it still used the same formula that it did to make it successful, I don't think it had quite as much impact as the two movies ahead of it.
James.
Best Captain America Civil War. Worst, probably Doctor Strange. And Thor would be somewhere in the middle between Guardians of the Galaxy and Spider-Man Homecoming.
All right. So I'm going to take a departure. I'm putting Spider-Man Homecoming as the best movie, Doctor Strange as the worst movie, and then this movie, the next movie up from Doctor Strange. So you kind of tell how I feel about this movie. So let's get the scores.
Here we go. Here's the fun part. Let's go.
All right. So, Mike, what is your score for Thor Ragnarok?
Right now, I have it at an 8. I really liked it. It was funny. It was a good direction for Thor because the first two Thor movies didn't work at all. And this one really did succeed. Jay pointed out, I think it's partially because it's kind of like got a Guardians feel to it, but it's still Thor in its essence. Not sure if it's because they borrowed too much out of the different storylines to make this, which normally I don't have a problem with Marvel doing because I understand how they're trying to build all this up to Infinity War. But there are times when I look at it and you say, you didn't have to borrow so much. You could have stretched this out a little further and got another Thor movie out of this to do some of the other storylines. So I give it an 8.
All right, Keith.
I'm going to give this an 8.5. Fantastic step in the right direction. Extremely funny. It's entertaining. It had a lot of scope. Like that they didn't pull punches. Thor got jacked up in this. It all didn't just magically work out in the end. Things went down and it changed for good. It looks that way. And there's no coming back from that. Like they end up wrapping up most of that. And Thor movies after this, they'll be completely different. And it won't be for a negative or anything like that. But it's definitely a good step. And if this is the last Thor movie solo adventure we see, then it's a good way to go out. Extremely entertaining. We'll definitely watch it again. It's an 8.5 for me.
Matt.
I give it a 9.0 for the following reasons. Multiple Easter eggs for those who have followed the Thor movie series as well as in the comic book. Even a salute to Beta Ray Bill. Effortless introduction of new characters to include Valkyrie, Korg, who stole the show. There wasn't as much one-liners as this as there was the comedy, in my opinion, which happened effortlessly. The villain, who actually had relevancy, flawless execution of pulling previous characters that we were familiar with and pulling them into this particular storyline, even though some of them didn't last as long. Goldblum being on there as well with his odd eccentric behavior seemed to flow well with the movie. And overall, 9.0, I mean, there's a reason why it made that much money. I mean, it was a very good movie and a very good direction change for this particularly stale franchise, which has been rejuvenated. And I wouldn't be surprised if they come up with another one. Definitely 9.0.
All right, James.
Okay, I think I'm probably going to be a lower score here. I give it a 7.5. The comedy just was good. It was funny, but it just overdid it for me. They would have toned it back. I'd probably give it an 8 or 8.5. So I'm giving this a 7.5. I like the chemistry between all the characters and everyone meshed well. Too much comedy. And I just feel, like I said, this is Guardians of the Galaxy Part 3. I understand taking the formula and using it, but then I also believe that if you take a formula and use it, you need something to make your own. To me, this was basically copied it to a T. Had a pretty good soundtrack to go with what was going on, so it worked out. It was an entertaining movie, but because of the overabundance of comedy in my eyes, I give it a 7.5.
All right, so for me, I'm giving this a 6.
Holy shit. I thought I was
a 6, really?
It's not a bad movie, but it's not what I wanted. It's way too much comedy. It seems like the writers saw the success of Deadpool and also Guardians of the Galaxy and added in more comedy on top of that. Then I also feel that having 3 Marvel movies this year is also part of the problem. It's franchise overload, it's franchise fatigue. Out of all those 3 movies that came out this year, Thor is my least liked movie. And there's also a Matt Damon sighting. So, again, I just felt that the comedy got in the way. It is Guardians of the Galaxy. This is not a Thor movie. It's Guardians of the Galaxy. And I think what we have discussed is that the Thor movies have an identity crisis. They aren't Iron Man. They aren't Captain America. And it's like, where does this fit? It really does not, because Guardians of the Galaxy takes the space for this type of movie. And then Captain America does a little bit more slightly serious tone. It's not always ultra serious, but if you look at the second Captain America movie compared to this, tonally two totally different movies. So that's how I feel. It's 6. And again, I'm not saying it's a terrible movie. It's just not what I wanted to see out of a Thor movie. So let's talk about the 200 podcast. This is Beast Gang 200. Yeah! Oh,
what the hell? Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was the battle cry, what? Keith.
That was the battle cry.
I didn't hear that, but that's not the battle cry. That wasn't it.
That was the battle cry.
All right. So, Mike, this is Beast Gang 200. Feel it? Feel it.
As a matter of fact, Mike, I think you made your debut.
On 100.
On 100, right.
Yep. Beast Gang for life.
Throwing up gang signs right now.
Yeah.
BG4L.
So how do you feel, Mike?
Feels great. 200 is a monumental thing. Some podcasts don't make it to 100, don't even make it past 5, 6. It's funny because I said this to my wife earlier. In this climate, in this day and age, the way things are kind of going in the world, to be able to sustain and do anything long-term is something to be proud of. And I appreciate you all inviting me to join us and be able to speak my mind on how I feel about certain films and what I enjoy or don't enjoy about them. Thank y'all for all your support through everything that's been going on. I said 200, I think, is only the beginning. I can't wait to do episode 500 and then do episode 2000 and just keep this thing going.
Yeah.
And get more people to start listening in and appreciate the Beast Gang for what it is, which is some badass motherfuckers telling you what's good with film.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Mike.
About to get emotional over this piece. About to start crying. Keith, this is Beast Gang 200, 200 podcast. Your thoughts?
I'm feeling pretty good about life. Yeah, everything's working out.
Yeah, Keith, everything's working out, bruh.
Yeah, things are working out, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of things around 200. Mortgage payments got reduced by $150.
What? You
know? What? Got my car fixed. successful. So life is good. All things are good. And part of the Beast Gang and all this stuff. And it's much appreciated. It was a good idea, Barry. And when you first told me about this, I was just like, huh? Podcast? What the heck are y'all talking about? But
we were doing this beforehand, so it just wasn't structured.
Yeah, exactly. And then it wasn't recorded. I mean, but basically, it's just us going at it as we normally do. And it's interesting that, like, for a moment, we'll have identical opinions about something, and then that maybe lasts like for a couple of films, and then we're all over the place. So I think that diversity is what makes it good.
I'm blaming you.
You can blame me all you want. Now, Justice League will finally end James and ours contention.
Oh Lord,
what contention is there? You like Superman, and I like Batman. There's no contention. What's the contention? Yeah. What's the contention, Keith? Huh?
The contention is Batman worth a damn and is necessary.
All right. We're going to end that one. Matt, we on the grind.
This is a huge milestone, not only for our podcast, but for us. I think Mike hit on it earlier. I mean, as far as like to do things, especially in these time and ages where things are very short-lived, especially with life, you know, take W's when they come. And the fact that we've been able to do this and sometimes bump heads a little bit as far as opinions. I mean, that's what makes us. We don't necessarily will agree on everything, but
that's all Keith.
One thing we will agree on is that Beast Gang, and we'll probably hopefully do this for another 200 podcasts, maybe even more. And I'm glad to be part of the team and look forward to many more interactions with you guys. So good job, team.
All right, James.
First, I want to say that I hate Keith. And I hate everything he stands for. The embodiment of him is disgusting. But outside of that,
how you really feel.
This is very monumental. Like it was mentioned earlier, we've been talking about movies for the longest time. All of us, Mike and I, have been talking about movies for the longest time and how I would analyze and how he would have it. Every one of us has been talking about movies. So it was a good idea from Barry that we all just come together and do something with it. And this is great. You know, we reached 200 and I want to reach 1 million because this is something I like to do. It's enjoyable. I could do it with my best friends and it's good shit, except for Keith. You know, he's just here. He just happened to be here just because he's just here. He doesn't matter. But anyway,
this
yeah.
This is my idea.
I hate you. I truly, like, hate such a strong word, but God damn it. I wish
and
I
that's why we're friends.
But anyway, this is a very monumental occasion, so we should just live it up and enjoy it, and hopefully you guys will be around for the next 200, and then that'll be 400, and then the 200 after that, that'll be 600, so let's keep it going.
All right, so I appreciate all the time and effort you guys put in to the podcast, all the bad movies and the good ones that you were forced to see because of me, but I just think that as a team, we're a strong team, let's go team. Keep grinding, keep shining, knowing that you can count on me for sure. And that's what friends are for. And that's the Beast Gang podcast.
That's what Beast Gang's for.
Oh, yeah.
For good times.
And bad times. I'll be on your side forevermore. I can break it down. Set you chocolate.
Beast Gang 200. We on the grind, son. Supreme Team. Hit my music. Game 200. Woo! Woo! Hit him. Get it. Get the money. Yo, we grind.
Gang 200. Respect the kings.
Keep grinding. Keep shining. Knowing you can always count on me. For sure. And that's what Beast Gang's for. Oh. Keep grinding. Yeah!